Do you often find yourself questioning your own abilities and second-guessing yourself? What if you could break free from the cycle of self-doubt and embrace unwavering confidence in yourself?
For those who are new to this podcast, this is Adinka Black, right here on Lumio Black Show. And I am the Black, and the Lumi is right beside me in the spirit. Welcome to the Lumio Black Show.
Society that constantly bombards us with external pressures and comparison, I think it's essential to recognize the importance of never second guessing yourself by trusting your own instincts and embracing self-belief. You can actually unlock your true potential and start to navigate the path to success with conviction, because self-doubt is actually a passive force that holds us back from achieving our goals and even extending to living a fulfilling life. It comes in those whispers, in your ear, planting seeds of uncertainty and making you question your own abilities. However, I think it's crucial to understand that self-doubt is not an absolute truth. It's a mere product of your fears and your own insecurities. Yeah. And trusting your instincts is a powerful tool to overcoming self-doubt, because our instincts are a culmination of our experiences, our knowledge, and intuition. They serve as a compass, that's always guiding you towards what feels right and authentic to us. And when you start to learn and when you start to trust and listen to your own instincts, I think we can start to make decisions with confidence and conviction. That's if you have bad instincts, or if you have wrong instincts, sorry for you, but that's on a lighter note. And embracing self-belief, I think it's another key aspect of silencing self-doubt. Believing in ourselves is not just about arrogance or blind confidence. It's, about acknowledging your worth and your capabilities. When we believe in ourselves, we project air on confidence that can positively impact our interactions and, even opportunities. Others are even more likely to believe in us when we start to believe in ourselves. I find that very amusing. Building self, belief and trusting your instincts, I once saw that it actually requires practice and self-reflections. And I was just quick to highlight some strategies I feel would help you cultivate, unwavering confidence. And the first is challenge negative self-talk. I need you to start to pay attention to the negative self-talk that fuels self-doubt. Replace self-limiting beliefs with positive affirmations and empowering thoughts. Remind yourself of past accomplishments and even your strengths. Remind yourself of who you truly are. The second thing is to celebrate your wins. I made mention in an episode, I think maybe two or three episodes before this, about a friend who, whenever she talks about her wins, in quotes, small wins, I always celebrate it like they are big wins. And wins are wins, big or small. And it's high time we start to take time to celebrate your achievements, no matter how small they seem. Recognize your progress and give yourself credit for the steps you've taken towards your goal. Start celebrating your wins, because all of these things build momentum and boost your self-confidence. The third thing is to surround yourself with supportive people. One of the things I'm most proud of is the people around me. They're not billionaires yet, but, I'm proud of them, because I understand that when you surround yourself with individuals who uplift and encourage you, all of these things enriches your life. Maybe you can even start to seek out mentors, friends, or even family members who believe in your abilities and provide maybe constructive feedback to, whatever it is you do, because their support can help, reinforce your self-belief. The fourth thing is, to embrace failure as a learning opportunity. And it's quite scary to say, but it's the truth. And I've learned over time that failure is a natural path of growth and should not be seen as, a reflection of your worth or abilities. But start to embrace failure as an opportunity to learn, to adapt and grow. And each setback you must begin to understand that it's a chance to refine your approach and even move closer to success. The fifth thing is to practice, you know, self-compassion. Sometimes, try and be nice to yourself. Try and be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with kindness and compassion. Understand that everyone makes mistakes and even faces challenges. Be gentle with yourself, you know, during difficult times, and offer the same understanding and forgiveness you would extend to a friend. Extend that to yourself too, because the very best of us, we're still human. I need you to remember on the final note that self-doubt is a normal part of the human existence, but it doesn't always have to define you. And by trusting your instincts, you know, embracing self-belief and practicing self-compassion, you can break free from the cycle of second-guessing and, you know, start to step into your full potential. I want you to believe in yourself. Listen to your intuition. For those who are of the Christian faith, listen to the Holy Ghost and embrace the journey of self-discovery and growth. My name is Adinka Black, right here on Living Black Show. Please make sure you share this link to people. As always, it's been an amazing time sharing some of these things with you. And till we meet again in our next episode, please stay safe. Cheers.